Welcome to episode 90 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. Regular listeners will know that a few weeks ago, I headed off to Warwickshire to attend this year's outdoor trade show. Well, shortly after recording some audio about the event, which I've already shared with you, I also recorded a few thoughts about what it is to be a photographer on the go, addressing this perception that there's always a lot of glamour involved in what I and other photographers do. It's that recording which forms the basis of this week's show. So, let's pick things up at a time in the evening where I was still sat in a motorway service station some way into my journey back from the event. Welcome, one and all, to the Active Photographer, episode 90. I'm sat in my car at about 9:15 in the evening in a car park round the back of a McDonald's somewhere on a motorway here in the UK. I've just recorded another little recording for the podcast, which you will have already heard about. It's describing my day at the outdoor trade show up at Stoneleigh Park in Warwickshire. And as I sit here with a rapidly cooling average cup of far too strong coffee by my side, which I got from the services, I thought I'd just record a few thoughts about the glamour of being a photographer on the go. Now, I did allude to the fact, and have done many times, that it's not all glamorous. And this kind of these thoughts have kind of come about just on the spur of the moment, really, just because in the previous recording I briefly mentioned how one of my contacts that I met up with was talking about how their daughter was just going to start studying photography. And you know, I said, well, always get in touch if she wants any information or advice or anything like that. I'm more than happy to talk about photography and all the rest of it. So yeah, photography is often seen as glamorous, and a lot of you will know that I've been doing this long enough to know that, you know, yes, there are some amazing experiences that you have as a photographer. You do go to some very nice places, you do meet with some very nice people, lots of fun, you know, fast-paced action and you know, sort of adrenaline when you're working to deadlines and trying to get pictures at, you know, if it's cars going around a track, or, you know, once-off opportunities, and that's all great. But the other side of things, of course, is that you do a lot of sitting around. You do spend far too many hours at the computer. And as a lot of you will know, I try not to do too much post-production. I'd rather get it right in camera and then just do the basic adjustments and send my pictures on their way. When it comes to being on the road, there is sometimes the need to stay in a hotel. And it could be because you have a shoot the following day. So, for example, sometimes I will do a shoot or an event or something in London whereby I might finish at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. And actually, all things considered, there's no point me rushing to get the last train home. I may as well stay overnight and you know, very often, if that is the case, I will bill the client for it. I'll make them very aware of the fact. And it's not usually a problem. Those sort of clients that I would be alluding to would have the budget for it. And actually, they're probably putting up a load of their delegates in hotels and stuff anyway. So it doesn't make any no skin off their nose for giving them really, you know, big budgets for events.
But that in itself is not really that glamorous. I remember, going back a few years, I did a shoot down in... what was it called? It was a castle down in the West Country, in Somerset or Devon or what have you. Was it Bovey Castle? If it was Bovey Castle, I will put a link in the show notes. If you don't see a link, then it wasn't Bovey Castle, and I clearly can't remember where it was. But it was in a castle, and it had been hired out by a... I think it was a... a cosmetics company for their end of year bash to, you know, thank their employees and what have you. And on that occasion, I drove down and I knew that I was going to be finishing late. So I just checked into the local travel lodge or Premier Inn, you know, whatever it was. It sort of 50 or 40 quid a night type thing. It wasn't glamorous, wasn't it expensive, what have you. So I checked in there. With plenty of time, I probably grabbed something to eat and sort of change of clothes, had a shower and all the rest of it and getting ready. And then there was about a half hour drive to, or 20 minutes, whatever, to the location. Did the shoot, and on that occasion, I was due to finish, having started at about 5 o'clock in the evening, I was due to finish at 2 a.m., and for one reason or another, and I think it was because I was asked to continue and do some extra stuff, I finished at about 3:30, something like that. So by the time I got back to the hotel, and I think I had a shower and grabbed something to eat, what have you, it was, you know, nearer 4 or just after 4 o'clock in the morning. Now, because of that, knowing that I had a drive back the following day, or that morning, say at 4 o'clock in the morning, so the same day technically, knowing that I had that long drive and then the remainder of the day sat in front of the computer editing pictures because they needed to be prepared and sent off as soon as possible, I obviously made sure that I didn't have any plans of needing to be anywhere the following day after the shoot. But I remember at the time, I'd said to someone about this and they said, oh, well, you're so lucky, you get to stay in a hotel. Say, well, yes, I do, but frankly, at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm not good for much. Unless I am in work mode, in which case I miraculously seem to be wide awake and it's only once I stop that it really catches up with me. So, you know, people often say about this, you know, if you're living out of a suitcase, it really, for a considerable amount of time, several days in a row, it really isn't all it's cracked up to be. You know, it's great. It can be great fun. It really can. But trying to think of another example, because I've stayed in some really kind of very average hotels to try and save money on a budget, or there was an occasion, and of course I'm not going to name names, but I was helping out another photographer doing a fair bit of work for them, and they would tell me what the budget was and all the rest of it, and long story short, they were, how shall I put this, not being totally truthful in what they were saying. I no longer do work with this particular photographer, because I could see what was going on. And as I started to get wise to this, knowing that I had to stay over at a hotel, I would invariably pick places which were not ideal, but because there just wasn't the budget for it, I just had to kind of just deal with it, and that was that. But, you know, I've lost my train of thought a little bit there, but, you know, that's what I was going to say. When I went to Berlin last year, which a lot of you will be aware of the recordings and various things that I put out, and I'll obviously link to those. This was with Manfrotto when they asked me to go out there and do some podcasting and various other activities. That was for a couple of nights, and it was a nice middle of the road kind of hotel. Frankly, I'm not that bothered if, yeah, as long as it's, you know, nice, clean, and pretty comfortable bed and shower or what have you. Frankly, if it's just a case of somewhere to put my head down at the end of the day, I'm really not too bothered. And on that occasion in Berlin, you will remember that as well as doing all the bits and pieces during the day, there was an occasion where on one of the evenings I was out till about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, shooting some pictures at night of the fountain in the Potsdamer Platz there with the by the Sony Center. They had a lovely fountain, and this tied in with the Festival of Lights, and it was just beautiful. Some really nice pictures, and again I'll link to this. But you know, I just, when I got back from that at whatever it was, 2 o'clock in the morning, I just wanted to get some sleep, ready for the next day. So this idea that staying in hotels, the glamorous side of it and what have you, you know, yes, I have stayed in some nice hotels and it has been really nice, and there are such things as expenses. You know, people will say, okay, well, what would you like to eat? Go for it. You know, what would you like to drink? You can have whatever, and it's all really nice and what have you. But very often, and so many times over the years, I have found myself in pretty much exactly the same position, sat in a lay-by or in a motorway services with a cup of coffee. And I'm not a big caffeine drinker, as a lot of you will know, but coffee is good for those occasions where you've been out and about for a long time and you just need a bit of a pickup. It is really good for that. And as I say, many's the time I found myself on the way back from a shoot and it's cold and dark outside or pouring with rain, and you know, you kind of sit there and you think, well, you know, I was never under any illusions of what it is to be a photographer. I never thought it was going to be glamorous. I knew it was going to be a lot of hard work. And actually, that, I don't mind it. I kind of like the drive back home at the end of a long productive day, knowing that, for example, if I've made some really great pictures or met some really nice people and had a really good time and what have you, because it is part of the deal of being a photographer. I don't have to take on any commission that I don't want to, of course. So if someone says, we'd like you to come and photograph this event, it runs from 5 o'clock in the evening, finishes at 11 o'clock at night, we'd like you to be there for that time and what have you, I know what I'm getting myself into. And so if I didn't like the thought of having an hour and a half or whatever it might be drive home, then I would say thanks, but no thanks. But no, I really enjoy it. I mean, yeah, sure, I'm really looking forward to getting home tonight. Haven't seen my good lady all day since I said cheerio about just before 7:30 this morning. We've had a couple of messages back and forth, just seeing how she's getting on and vice versa. So it is nice, and you know, there are times where I'll be doing a shoot and I will be staying at a hotel, and you know, I sit there and I think, do you know what, I've had a really good time and I'm really happy with everything, but I just really would so like just to be at home, sat on the sofa with her, just, you know, relaxing and, you know, catching up and stuff. But yeah, it's all part of the deal. That's the lifestyle you take on. My average day, for those of you that I haven't, you know, haven't heard this before, since I set my business up when I was about 21, 22, something like that, and a lot of hard graft has gone into building my business. And so for all those years, my average day has been somewhere, and this is the working day, not just being awake and watching telly in the evening or anything like that, my average day has been somewhere in the region of about 12 to 15 hours, and on occasions 18, maybe 20 hours. Sometimes, as a lot of you will know, I work through the night. I try not to do it too often, because there have been two occasions in the last about 10 years, I would say, if I was to look in, going back into the last 10 years, there have been two occasions where I have been right on the edge of exhaustion, like properly kind of finding yourself trembling a little bit and just kind of feeling so kind of hollow inside and just kind of buzzing around and not quite with it. That is no way to go about things. And I am pretty good at telling within myself when things are not, you know, when I'm not firing on all cylinders. And on those two occasions, I have stepped back and said, okay, I need to take a couple of days just to myself. I know the reasons why I'm feeling like this. It's probably no surprise and what have you. So I am used to long days, and sometimes it's because of editing. So, for example, with the Festival of Speed, where are we now? September. So that was back in July. I had, you know, 4 days of shooting and then 3 days solidly of editing, including one all-nighter. On that occasion, actually, I wasn't able to give myself a recovery day. The following day, once the pictures had been submitted, which I always try to do, and it just didn't work out. So I kind of felt that a little bit. But, you know, it's all about getting a balance. If you know that you're on the road for a long time, if you know that you've got unsociable hours coming up, you know, we all have families, we all have to realise that there is a balance to be struck. And I like to think that I can try and get a good grasp on that. Most of the time I get it right. Sometimes it doesn't go quite right and you just have to adjust for it. So, you know, I don't know. This is a very spur of the moment recording, just because I'm, you know, as you know, I like to make recordings whilst I'm out on location. I think it's much more, I hope it's much more engaging. It's more, I say realistic. Of course, it would still be realistic if I was in an office recording it. But if I'm actually on location doing things and you know, giving you, I suppose what I'm saying is giving you a better context, a better background to what I'm talking about, whether that's in a woodland or in a car park and some motorway services. So I just wanted to share those thoughts, and I'd be interested to hear from any of you who are also photographers, who are kind of sharing this same lifestyle. If maybe you're new to working as a professional photographer, if you've got any questions or concerns, or if it's a change of pace, if you've been used to, say, an office job and you've made the jump to be a photographer, let me know, because I'm always, as you know, I'm always interested to share stories and to hear what other people are going through. You know, so get in touch. Let me know how you deal with things and what your experiences are. You know, do you find yourself here, you know, sat at the services at 9:30 at night, as I'm looking at my watch here, with a cold cup of coffee? You might even be sat there talking into a microphone to record your thoughts, I don't know. But there we go. So, tiredness kicking in, waffling starting. I'm going to stop it there. So, any thoughts, any feedback, anything you've got in reaction to what I've said, any questions you've got, let me know. And I dare say before long you'll find me in a similar situation, different location, but on the road again, and who knows where I might be and who knows what time it might be. So with that in mind, and of course I'll always look forward to that, as I always do, because it's always a good adventure whatever I'm up to, on that note I will leave it there.
With winter really not that far away, I'm sure many of you will be contemplating long road trips. So, if you've got any tips for adding comfort to these journeys, I'd also really be glad to hear of those too. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.